Good evening, audio boomers. This is Paul Hopkins, VI Podcasting. Starting without music today. It's an interesting one, this, because obviously day October 14 and day 24 is songs that you play or instrument that you used to play, that kind of thing. And I've been involved in quite a few different things, and I was trying to sort of look at what best to do. And it's like it's difficult because I'm not really a showy kind of, you know, person. I don't think I'm exceptionally talented or anything like that, but Claire's clearing her throat, but I'm not asking for a response from over there necessarily because you're biased, baby. But, oh, what? You're not biased. But I don't think I'm particularly talented. I mean, there's plenty of people I listen to on Audio Boom that are more talented than me. And there is a person not far from away from me who I think is at least as talented as I am. And it's just one of those, isn't it? But I have been involved in quite a few things. And I've kind of been building up to that and to some extent. You know, I've been sharing some of the stuff like the medicine, music and healing stuff was very much my Christian influences and stuff. And I spent a long time being involved in church circles, firstly like playing keyboards, and then like leading worship, so being very much front and center, as they say now, front and center, you know, being on stage leading worship. And then after that it was more kind of leading worship and team leading as well, so being on the leadership team, and so I've got quite a history really of music. You know, we've done lots and lots of events through church, like going through youth groups and all kinds of stuff. But I tried to, I mean, there are things that I could have shared or don't have with me. There are other things that kind of that I couldn't find, and that's been annoying me, so I've had to actually stop and just not look for some stuff anymore, because I had a big hard disk failure a couple of years ago and lost loads of stuff, which is immensely annoying. And so I thought, well, I'll think laterally about this. So where did my music start? Well, really, I started playing drums when I was about teenage years. I don't have anything here to show you proof of that. I can play some drums on the keys board over there, but I meant a drum set. But I have got some programming of the keyboard to play in a minute that I did do over there. So, and that it features the lovely and talented Claire. So I played drums for years, but then I started piano tuning. I'm a qualified piano tuner. And so I thought I'd start with that. I thought I'd kind of make it a bit less about me directly, if that's possible, and kind of talk about more what I've done in terms of music. So you won't hear me playing so much. You'll hear me a bit of singing. Yeah, you'll hear me playing as well, but not quite in the way I'd originally planned. So here's a little bit. The piano tuning here that I just completed, I tuned a piano at Worcester College in the UK, Worcester in England in the UK. There are listeners that were at Worcester College that might recognize where this piano is. I can't remember, to be honest. It's like I think it was the boys' hostel. It's like a boys' house, and I think it went onto like a lawn, and there were some steps down and things like that. I'm trying to remember it. And there was a piano there that I tuned, and a very, very talented young man. He would have been about 17 at this point in time. He's been at university. He's in his last year at university in York now. Won't mention him here just in case he wouldn't have wanted me to, but an extremely talented piano player, as you'll hear. So this is a piano that he desperately wanted at least one of the pianos to be tuned in the college. And so they agreed that I could come and tune the piano. So here's a little extract as we just... So I've just finished at this point, and my friend is playing the piano. And it's quite cool because he had all the way through he's going, oh, is that note right? And I said, oh yeah. And it was explaining to him why certain notes might not sound as they should, but overall is what you're looking for. So I won't go into that just here because it's it would take a while. There's a guy there, that guy just humming along to the hymn that Ben was playing. I've mentioned his name now. I'm going to carry on. This guy was coming through, and he was a parent of one of the young men, and he was just passing through and humming the song and saying, "Well done." Anyway, here's a little bit as he plays now, launching into some classical music for you.
Now he's going for the long delayed notes to see if he can find any fault with the piano tuner's tuning. He's not going to. Tune piano in the college now.
I know.
Make the most of it.
Isn't that spectacular?
Yeah, it's all right. It's good. Very well pleased.
I'm pleased.
Well, play some ballady thingies. I want some long notes. Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Okay. Something. Oh, that's it. Thank you.
looking at you, all that movement. That's a good one to choose. To finish.
Haven't practiced that.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So there was my piano tuning skills put to the test somewhat, I have to say there. That was Ben. Well, I've mentioned him now, as I said, but you've actually heard him on here before, to be fair. So you can on my audio blog. Okay, so next thing I'm going to show you, I've also one of the things that I did in my church was involved in sound and did some sort of mixing and stuff like that. So, you know, typically you would have drums, so a channel for each drum, so toms, three toms, bass, snare, and then an overhead mic for the cymbals, and then you would have a bass guitar, and then an acoustic guitar, an electric guitar, keyboards. I think there was maybe two keyboards in this one, possibly one or two keyboards in this particular one I'm going to show you. And then five singers and maybe a lead singer. So yeah, it's quite a lot to be doing. And in this particular instance, they were was running a conference. So this guy came over from another more well-known sort of church, Hill Songs, which is some of the songs I was playing for you earlier in Octava, yesterday in fact. And this guy came and did a conference, but it's very interesting when you're hosting the conference, because you have to be able to demonstrate and sometimes over demonstrate certain things in order to show the delegate what it is that can be achieved, and then they go back and do it more subtly. You know, that's the idea. So you almost overshow something. So here we've got a mix going on, which I will have been giving some sort of instructions to people as they are mixing. But it's something that, especially in church circles, you have to keep an eye on what's going on, because things can change a lot on the stage. So, you know, sometimes the lead singer might sort of back off the mic a little bit, and then the backing singers might be doing a little more, you know, as the worship time might be freer. Obviously we're here demonstrating things, so what you'll hear a lot is me using demonstrating sort of reverb on the end of certain words to illustrate them in the context of this particular, as I say, conference. So let's have a go with this, if I can find it. Here we go. So again, bearing in mind all of those things, this is what we ended up with. I'll just play a little bit of this. Yeah. Okay, so there's some things with that sound that would have been different if you were doing a final mix. But as I say, you had people around the desk playing with that, so and sort of just trying to give some idea of things. So there was no compression, for example, which would have been better in terms of some of the instruments there. And we didn't have a cage for the drums at the time. You know, you can put a fiberglass, you put the drums in a box basically, and then you have a lot more control over what those drums are going to sound like in the room as a whole. So there's all that, but that was one of the things that we did. So you can hear that there. Let's bring that out and move on to something a little bit different. So there is then, I did a lot with choirs, and in this one I'm actually singing in this particular choir. I have definitely shared this before on its own, in Christmassy type things and that. It's a cover of When You Believe that was, think on, oh, what's that called? Miracle, what's the film called? Do you remember, Claire? Miracles or no, it's the You But When You Believe is by, oh, is it, it might have been the song about the like cartoony thing about the what they call that when it's animated, that's it. It might have been one of the animations, like the Moses one, but I can't, Prince of Egypt, that's it. I thought about it,
the X Factor single, wasn't it?
And it was an X Factor When You Believe,
Jackson, yeah.
Oh, well, I hope this one's
Who
was? What is it?
Leon Jackson.
Oh, Leon Jackson. Yeah, well done. So Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston, who is no longer with us, of course, anymore, but did it as a duet, and that was the original, wasn't it? I think, at least for Prince of Egypt, and then that's right, it was the X Factor single. Well done. I wouldn't have remembered that. So this choir had what we did this particular year was we opened out the choir to anybody in the church that wanted to come and have a go, basically. And so that's really quite a risky thing to do, because obviously, you know, you can't then sort of very easily say, well, your voice sounds awful, you can't be involved. But it was a good way of sort of encouraging people that might have wanted to be involved but wouldn't necessarily have approached it in terms of really believing that they could be involved, you know. So it was a good way of kind of finding out what people's voices were like, and they had to sing on their own at times, and just randomly we would pick things out, you know, like that for people to try doing, and it was good for confidence building. The choir here was probably 40 odd in the choir, I think. All the usual array of instruments and singers. Sound a bit different this time. I wasn't mixing the sound, but, you know, really then you need someone that's going between the choir, the musicians and the sound team, just to make sure that everybody is kind of singing, well, in this instance, you could say, from the same hymn sheet. But yeah, so this is again. I'll play all of this one, and then we'll play one more because it's what I've been doing latterly, really. So here we go. Ah, the memories, the memories. Lots of people there, as you could tell. It was really weird because it made me feel quite nervous. I remember the church was like, I think it was meant to fit about 450, 500 in a normal sitting. But I remember the foyer being, and they probably shouldn't, probably be a fire thing, I don't know. They had fire people there, actually, people that were firemen or are firemen or whatever. But I remember the foyer being stacked with like rows of chairs as well, right out to the door. So, yeah, with a kind of aisle in the middle. So it was kind of rather nerve-wracking, really. Especially when you can't see and there's all these lights everywhere. So you're being dazzled all the time. If you're someone like me where I have a bit of sight, but you know, you're getting dazzled with spotlights and stuff. And you can't say, well, oh, yeah, can you not have the spotlights on? Because they're dazzling me. Because, like, everyone, you know, they're aesthetically pleasing and whatever. So, you know, they're there, aren't they? And I remember there was even some candles in these big, what do they call them? Not candelabras. They were like on a big stand, like, I don't know. There were this big candle, like torches to light the way or something. And yeah, I nearly got one of those over coming down and stuff like that as well. But yeah, and the stage would have been on two tiers as well, so the people at the choir was elevated in like two rows at the, above the musicians and whatnot. So it was all quite a display. Okay, one more song to show you. Again, you'll have heard this on my audio blog if you listened to it before, but a lot of people are listening to possibly Octava 14 that don't normally listen to you or one to one. And this is a song that I did last year with Claire. I like Suzanne Vega, and I think we just decided to do this one. It's called Luca. And the words are quite poignant, maybe. I did the backing track for this particular song, and Claire sang it. So this will be it for me and Claire, really, in this case. We will see you in the next October day. I haven't looked what it is yet, or at least I can't remember. But rest assured, I will be here. And I owe you an October 22 as well. I haven't forgotten that. So I will speak to you all soon. And thanks very much for listening and for the comments. And I will be adding all these to my October playlist. I need to catch up on that as well. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
My name is Luca. I live on the second floor. I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before. You hear something late at night, some kind of troublesome kind of fight. Just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. It's because I'm clumsy. I try not to talk too loud. Maybe it's because I'm crazy. I try not to act too proud. Only hit until you cry. After that, you don't ask why. You just don't argue anymore. You just don't argue anymore. Just don't argue anymore. Yes, I think I'm okay. Walked into the door again. If you ask, that's what I'll say. And it's not your business anyway. Guess I'd like to be alone. Nothing broken, nothing thrown. Just don't ask me how I am. Just don't ask me how I am. Don't ask me how I am. My name is Luca. I live on the second floor. I live upstairs from you. Yes, I guess you've seen me before. fight. Just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me.